This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski has promised to continue fighting for a road connecting King Cove to Cold Bay. In her annual address before the state legislature Wednesday, Murkowski described the Interior Department's decision to block the project as heartless and wrong. She says it's an extreme case of federal overreach.
The King Cove decision is more than a road. I think we all recognize it is more than a road. It is emblematic as to how the federal government believes that it has to somehow protect Alaska from Alaskans.
The 10-mile gravel road would run through the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge. It's long been a source of contention between the federal government and Alaska supporters of the project. King Cove residents say having a connection to a nearby airport is a matter of public safety. The Interior Department and environmental groups believe the road would damage bird habitat and set a bad precedent for refuges. Murkowski has made construction of the road a major priority. She's repeatedly urged the Interior Department to agree to a land swap that would allow the project to go forward. And last year, she escorted Interior Secretary Sally Jewell to King Cove to show her how difficult it is to medevac people from the remote community. State lawmakers applauded Murkowski when she said she plans to keep the pressure on.
I have been told to just get past this issue. Let's just get past this issue. Let me tell you, that is not going to happen. In addition to my role as mediator and ambassador and all that, I can also be a hellraiser. And I am going to be a hellraiser on this. I'm going to channel my inner Ted Stevens, and we're going to get this road.
After her address to the legislature, Murkowski told reporters she's thinking about putting holds on future nominations by President Barack Obama until the road issue is addressed. The Alaska Supreme Court has affirmed a lower court ruling that set the 2006 value of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline for tax purposes at nearly $10 billion. Pipeline owners had argued for a lower figure of $850 million as the value for the 800-mile line and terminal facilities. Owners calculated the figure from fees they collect from oil shippers. The Obama administration has sent operating plans to Congress that include support costs for future contracts with Alaska Native and American Indian tribes, stepping back from its earlier stance opposing payment. The funds cover overhead for contracts with the federal government, such as travel, legal and accounting services, insurance, and workers' compensation. Full funding for future contracts is included in budgets for the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the Indian Health Service. The change comes after a 2012 U.S. Supreme Court decision that said tribes should be fully compensated for contracts, and after Congress last year rejected plans to set a cap on contract support costs and to limit appeals. The Office of Management and Budget announced the changed approach in a letter to 10 U.S. senators, including Alaska Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich, who had both expressed concerns about the matter in committee hearings and correspondence. The federal government has not said how or when it will pay tribes the hundreds of millions of dollars due on contracts going back decades. The federal government has officially allocated $66 million for six Alaska Native health centers. The Newsminer reports the Chief Andrew Isaac Health Center, which opened in March in Fairbanks, is in line for the biggest share at $20 million. Centers in Barrow, Anchorage, Nome, Kenai, and Copper Center would receive the rest. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.